Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government. When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Yesterday, the woman's body that was killed when she tried to run over an ICE agent in Minnesota wasn't even cold yet, and Tampon Tim, the known communist Chinese agent, who loved the riots in 2020 and whose wife opened the window to smell the burning tires, he came out and he said, I'm going to call out the National Guard to deal with this, and he was clearly talking about to counter Trump and the federal government. But people said, oh, he didn't really mean that. Well, today he came back out and clarified, and he said, no, I'm calling the National Guard out to counter the feds.
Issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary.
Obama had four times the deportations per capita that Trump has had in this last year. But Biden dismantled the enforcement system, so Trump's ramping it up. They're sending out ICE to arrest people with huge criminal records, you name it. It's totally constitutional. And now corporate media, the Washington Post, Jimmy Kimmel, isn't showing you the video of him being rammed by the car before he shoots her. They are literally trying to cause a civil war in this country that I've been warning you about for years. It's in the Democrat Party Podesta plan. And we're here right now. Fox News did an excellent breakdown on the Cain program today, laying it out. And I got to warn you, this is just the beginning. The left knows they're losing politically. They're losing hearts and minds. So they're only going to intensify their calls for violence and insurrection and violent attacks, rammings, shootings, you name it, against ICE, hoping they have more of these events. And the governor said, oh, this was just four blocks away from the shrine of George Floyd and how, you know, he died.
Just to remind our viewers, this site is four blocks away from where George Floyd was killed 5.5 years ago.
And so, again, they're trying to invoke all of that to get as much violence as they can. The good news is the average American, black, white, old, young, you name it, sees through this. And so it's going to be as easy for them to pull off what they did back with George Floyd to trigger the summer of love in 2020. Here's the Fox report.
I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government. I think in this case that the National Guard is their main mission. They have a dual mission. There's the federal mission when they're under Title 10 orders, and then they're under Title 32 orders. And this warning order, there's nothing officially been done yet. If I am to activate them as the commander-in-chief of the Minnesota National Guard, I will issue the executive order to the Minnesota National Guard.
We've never been at war with the federal government, suggesting he now is. Minnesota now is at war with the United States. In describing the National Guard not to quell protest, not to control riots, but to use the National Guard against President Donald J. Trump. We have not heard language like that since the 1960s, when state National Guards were employed to stop the federal integration of schools, including Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957, Mississippi in 1962, and Alabama in 1963. That is the insanity of this moment. Luckily, Vice President Vance took the reins and guided us back towards sanity.
The simple fact is, what you see is what you get in this case. You have a woman who is trying to obstruct a legitimate law enforcement operation. Nobody debates that. I can believe that her death is a tragedy while also recognizing that it's a tragedy of her own making and a tragedy of the far left who has marshaled an entire movement, a lunatic fringe, against our law enforcement officers.
Nevertheless, Mayor Jacob Frey, a somehow more feminine version of Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, Frey isn't making any apology for what he said yesterday.
I'm so sorry if I offended their Disney princess ears, but here's the thing. If we're talking about what's inflammatory, on the one hand, you got someone who dropped an F-bomb, and on the other hand, you got someone who killed somebody else. F-bomb, killing somebody. I think the more inflammatory action is killing somebody.
Remember, the Podesta plan, the official Democrat war game, predicted that Trump would start deporting illegal aliens. They have the George Soros-funded NGOs go out and get violent. And when there's finally somebody on their side gets hurt,
we'll be right back, folks, with Kyle Rittenhouse. RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So as soon as the shooting happened in Minnesota a few days ago, Minneapolis, you could see from the footage in the back that there's an ICE agent in front of the car, and every report they ever put out, it's crazy how accurate they are. I thought, well, I'm going to believe them. And then he's like, no, it's a lie, everything. And then the footage comes out in a couple hours that he's hit, bounces off the front of the vehicle. Now the actual cell phone footage he shot has been released. It vindicates it all. J.D. Vance got attacked for his press conference, saying he's part of a radicalized group. He's already had the intel. That was already breaking from Sordor, who was with the feds. That, you know, she was part of this Antifa group and all this. Now that's all confirmed. Her wife has admitted it. And they don't care. They just move on to the next line. And you've got all these mayors and governors and police chiefs calling for resisting and get out of our town. You shouldn't be here. Everybody should fight you. You have the Chicago mayor saying we're going to fight you. They know exactly what they're doing, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Absolutely they do. They are inciting violence against these ICE agents, and it's disturbing, and I know we were just talking about J.D. Vance a second ago off air, and it's just amazing to see what he's doing with the country and actually standing behind these agents and standing up for them, and people are like, J.D. is saying all these accusations. No, J.D. had all the information before anybody else did. He knows what's going on. This DOJ is not going to stand behind an officer that does the wrong thing. This administration is going to stand with the officers that do the right thing, and they're going to stand up for ICE, and they're going to stand up for the American people. Unlike the last administration, to where if this would have happened under Otto Penn, they would have thrown this officer in a federal prison. He would have been sent straight to the gulag. But no, we're in a different time era to where officers have a right to defend themselves.
How weird is it that it's four blocks from George Floyd, who they admit in the coroner's report died of three times the limit of fentanyl, and it turns out one prosecutor quit and filed a suit about it where they knew he was innocent and didn't care and went ahead with it.
It's disgusting, and the fact that a lot of this was released from the public, and if you look at the autopsy report, you see how much fentanyl was in that man.
And other drugs,
all of the drugs, you're like, wow.
Exactly. It was like methamphetamine, fentanyl, other opioids, speed. This marijuana.
What a great American patriot right there George Floyd is. He hasn't committed a crime in several years now, but I guess that's what fentanyl will do to you, because I can promise you that I do jiu-jitsu, and I've had plenty of knees in my neck, and I've been put in chokeholds. You're not going to die from
somebody. I had Craig Jones, world ground-pounding champion, choke me out, didn't die.
Yeah, we're still sitting here today. It's just amazing, but guess what will kill you, people? Fentanyl. Don't do drugs.
Guys, pull up Alex Jones choked out by Craig Jones. You'll see me like a year and a half ago, 70 pounds fatter. And what was weird, though, is when I woke up, I didn't know where I was. I'll say that. So let's go ahead and here's J.D. Vance's post on X. What the press has done in lying about the innocent law enforcement officer is disgusting. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. They're not ashamed. They love it. Here's another one. Watch this. As hard as it is, many of you have been told this law enforcement officer wasn't hit by a car, wasn't being harassed, and was murdered an innocent woman. The reality is that his life was in danger, and he fired in self-defense. So here's the issue. Even though this is all out, they're still doubling down. Here's the clip.
You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
They challenge him like challenging a bull with a red cape. Literal adrenaline, assault with a deadly weapon, totally clean.
Absolutely. I mean, that's an officer that trains right there and trains to stay alive. It is a miracle, like I said earlier, that he's still alive and that car didn't get under him, because 4,000 pounds on top of you will kill you.
But notice he said, she hit me. There were other officers behind me. I did it for them. He didn't say, oh, it was an accident. She hit me. I pulled the trigger. No, he said, no, she hit me. I had to protect people.
Absolutely. And that's his job as an officer. That is his. He took an oath to protect people. He also protected himself. It's just insane. And I don't know what she was thinking, that it's, hey, it's a good idea. Let me go ahead and run this guy over.
And you got these women out here LARPing with agents outnumbered going in to literally get hardened, convicted criminals. And then they decided to be swarming around doing this.
It's, I try to wrap my brain around their ideology, but it's so extreme and so wrong that I just can't wrap my head around.
Well, I mean, plenty of times I've been driving through a neighborhood and see like 10 police cars and a SWAT team vehicle. I don't jump out of my car and just run up and start attacking them. I mean, it's asking to die. Well, what do they think? I mean, you know.
I think we have brains and they don't. We have common sense and good judgment. They do not have that. I'm not going to run up and impede an officer in his official duties because you don't know if they're going to take that as a threat. A lot of things can be taken as a threat. You charging at an officer constitutes deadly force, especially when in a vehicle.
Well, it's the same thing. If I swung a hatchet at you, you have a right to shoot me. But she actually hit him with the hatchet.
Actually hit him with the, we'll call the equivalent. Hatchet. It's equivalent. 4,000-pound missile, essentially.
Well, let's do this analogy right now, because I'm here. Sir. Okay, here's a World War II trench dagger. Don't blast me, Colin. They got reflexes. Okay. So you're out here doing your job, and we're going to get you, okay? And then I start coming at you. You try to step out of the way. I still get you in the shoulder. You shoot me. Who's guilty?
He is the initial aggressor.
Yeah.
He made contact first, just like in that situation. That person made contact with the officer first. That is the initial aggressor. He has a right
to self-defense. And they came looking for it.
They came looking for it. She was there to block ice.
They're the initiator.
She initiated it. She would still be alive if she did not F around and
find
out.
Well, she's part of an Antifa super soldier warrior group.
Oh, that means it's okay, Alex. We got to support her. She's part of Antifa. We got to stand with her.
Meanwhile, she's got a little kid at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's hard on every side of things because that person made a stupid decision and she's no longer alive. And I can't blame the officer for defending himself. I can't blame anybody for protecting their own lives, because if somebody's going to try to kill you, they've already made their peace. And it's a shame that it had to happen like that, but I think it's a good lesson for everybody.
Well, those women wanted to go back to their group at the Department of Education middle school or elementary school and just show off.
Absolutely. They wanted to go back to their little book reading clubs where they probably read their transvestite books and talk about it and be like, oh, look at what I did with the ICE agent. I got to run one over. So cool. No, you didn't.
She didn't know he'd already been run over 6 months before.
Exactly. Dragged, what was it, 60 feet or something like that?
It was 100 yards.
100 yards he was dragged, and you see his bloodied body sitting
stitches
in the hospital.
Stitches everywhere.
It was a good portion of stitches. I don't remember the
37 stitches.
37 stitches. And yes, you have a reasonable fear of a car that actually has hit you in the past and then getting hit by a car again. That is a deadly force situation. I don't know how many times we have to say it to get it through these liberal transvestites' heads, but I'll keep repeating it. It was self-defense and
Well, it's classic F around find out.
Classic F around find out. It's play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Well, it's blown up in their face, but they still keep. But that's why the corporate media acts like the majority of people are now seeing this. This show alone is bigger than their big shows. There's all the shows are covering it. Mm-hmm. So they just keep lying like people don't know.
And like, we all have eyes. We can all see what happened. Watch the video. It's the same thing of when the left tried to paint my video and paint me as a vigilante.
Yeah, by the way, we put the B-roll that dude put the night it happened with Kyle. Dude was happening here late. He put the original super viral video out from all the angles. Yeah, here it is. Keep going.
We saw what happened on August 25th of them cornering me and how the left tried to twist it. And even in court, the prosecutor, Thomas Binger's opening statement was, I chased them down. And they are the ones who provided us with the video. We got the FBI illegal surveillance drone video from them. We got the DG drone video from them. We got the evidence from them, and it showed the complete opposite. They lied to the world, and they lied to the jury because they thought they could get away with it, and they thought they can throw me in prison.
And that's another whole subject. The feds had all the truth the whole time. You had to get it.
Absolutely. And it's a whole different topic and a whole nother 2-hour conversation about the feds illegally surveilling U.S. citizens. We'll get into that on another day. But
and also show trials. But despite them trying to rig it, the judge did a good job.
The judge did a great job of making sure I had a fair trial because he saw through the antics that the prosecution was trying to pull with Lunchbox and Littlefinger, who were prosecuting me and trying to take a 17-year-old's life away from him. They knew exactly what would have happened if they would have sent me to prison, and that was their goal.
Meanwhile, these rocket scientists were running around burning down random businesses and car dealerships. That's the convicted pedophile right there.
Yeah, that was the guy who first attempted to kill me. He threatened to kill me. If I catch you alone, I'm going to effing kill you. Those were his words to me. And guess what? He did try to kill me, and I defended myself.
It's on video, didn't he? Like, climb on top of you, right?
He grabbed my gun and attempted to rip my gun out of my hands after chasing me down and as I was being shot.
Screaming, I'm going to kill you.
Yes. He wasn't screaming, I'm going to kill you, as he was chasing me down. Earlier in that night, he says, if I ever catch you alone out here, I'm going
to... Sure, well, there's the next guy screaming as he chases you, right?
Yep, next guy. I'm being screamed, kill him, get him, cranium that boy.
And then he pulled the gun. He had a gun in his hand when it happened, right?
Yep, Mr. Gross Screws, Gage Gross Screws.
So a gun pointed at you, you're not supposed to... But again, with the officer in Minnesota, it's even more, not just pull it, the truck's the gun, he actually... This lady fired it. She hit him.
She hit him with her car, and that's deadly force. And like I said, we just need to stand with that officer because they're doing the exact same thing to him that they were doing with me. They're railing him in the court of public opinion.
Well, that's another thing. Anybody that thinks cops, there's a few bad ones, obviously, like anybody, want trouble. They know there's Soros DAs after them. They know. They're not wanting to kill anybody. Look how restrained they've been the last 11 and a half months.
Yeah, I mean, now they're attempting to kill us. You saw what they did a couple months ago, September 10th. They assassinated Charlie Kirk.
So what I'm saying is we've been restrained.
Oh, yeah. We have been restrained. And we're the side of peace. They are the side of violence. We don't want to see violence. We want to see a place to where we can send our kids to public schools that aren't being infiltrated by Muslim and Somalian families. We want to see a place to where we can go grocery shopping and not having to worry about some tranny coming in and shooting the place up. We want to live in a society that's peaceful.
And with you, I know you've told the story before, but I just recap before we get our calls. You're living nearby. You see all the lawlessness. You've already seen riots and nights before. You decided to be a medic and help people. What's wrong with a good person wanting to go out and help? Oh, the left, that was the big no-no.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I will say this on air. I know I've joked about it on social media because I love baiting the fake news because it's so easy to know what they're going to write about and what they're going to try to push against you. So I put a tweet out saying I'm thinking of going to Minneapolis and crossing state lines to get there. I knew that was going to get some attention. I did that on purpose because I did that as a little test to show how fake the media is. I was being sarcastic. I would never encourage anybody in a million years to go to one of these riots because it's not worth getting into a deadly conflict situation to where you're forced to defend yourself because what they did to me, what they did to this ICE agent, they're going to do to you if you're...
Well, let's go back. And she's actually here today, but we can get her in here. She'll get mad at me. She'll be on air. But I always forget his name. Who's the decorated Army sergeant on top of his job at Fort Hood doing a lift during Black Lives Matter 2020-2021? And they're blocking downtown, aim a gun, say, get out, roll out the window. He shoots him.
Yeah, so Daniel Perry, a couple years ago, July 2020, a month before my shooting, he was forced to defend himself by just going through and doing Uber here in Travis County, Texas. Travis County.
Austin, yeah.
Yeah, Austin, communist Soros-funded DA and judges out there. So Garrett Foster walks up to his vehicle. He's one of these leftist antagonists who goes out to all these riots and likes to stir the pot. Mr. Daniel Perry is a combat veteran Army officer who was out there doing Uber, and he was driving through the area and he was blocked in. His car was surrounded, and Garrett Foster thought it was going to be a great idea to walk up to his vehicle, point an AK-47 in his face, and
tell him, roll down the window, get out of the car. Mm-hmm.
And guess what happens? You point an AK-47 in my face, I'm going to do exactly what Daniel Perry did. I'm going to defend myself. And he defended himself perfectly. 5 shots, center mass, center of chest, neutralized the threat, got himself out of that situation.
And then the Soros convicted. Throws him in prison. The governor had to pardon him. My point was, I don't know, it was that year or the year after, because it was like, I ran into it only once. You would have to be downtown, like South Lamar, like 7-5 miles away. My daughter just got her driver's license. She's like 21 now. She's like 17 then. She ran into stuff, roads blocked, people beating on her car. I mean, it's just like maniac. And now in Minnesota, they're like blocking roads, beating cars, just screaming at normal people. I mean, what is that?
I have no idea. And one would think it's maybe a little too cold for them to go out there because usually they do this in the summertime. But it's the ideology that they're being fed and pushed. It starts in our schools and it starts in where they're going to hang out, these book clubs are going to, these commie mommies, Moms Demand Actions, Giffords.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? You're driving home at like 8 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, 500 people surround you pointing guns at you. Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
You know, Alex, if I was a Democrat, no, you're supposed to let the peaceful protesters take your life away from you. But hell no. You don't let somebody take your life away from you. You stand up and you defend yourself when somebody's trying to bring harm against you or your family. Don't be afraid. I know what they may do is throw you in prison, but your life is worthy of living.
It's better to be carried by...
It's better to be...
Tried by 9 than to carry by 6.
Yeah, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah.
And... honestly, it's disgusting.
That means the coffin being carried. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's sick. It's sick what our world has come into where they resort to this violence. And we saw how bad it was 5 years ago. It's only gotten worse with this transvestite, left-wing, gay violence.
Well, I mean, it's just totally insane. I mean, you see the videos where they just randomly pull up if you're white and they're white people doing it, grabbing you out of your car. I'm surprised more of them haven't been killed.
I mean,
seriously, I'm a Mr. Tough Guy, but if I pull up at a red light and hundreds of people around me point guns at me, I'm going to like, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. And Alex, you're probably one of the last people I want to mess with.
I don't know about that
range, but
no, I'm just saying, I would actually like go into a mode though, like you did, like people are pointing guns at you. What are you supposed to do?
Absolutely. You shut down to your lowest level of training. You resort back to your lowest level of training. And that is why it is so important to train, because that is what you fall back on, and that's what's going to keep you alive. So train, train, train. Get out to the range. Get out to defensive courses. Learn close quarter combat. Learn how to shoot from...
And kick the Soros judges out.
Kick the Soros judges out. That is a very important point, because... they're the ones that are going to throw you in prison. The Soros DAs, know who you're voting for. Look at your ballot. Oh, that person's a Democrat on the judge. Look into them.
You know, in England, there's been famous cases. You can get robbed and raped. If you fight back, you go to jail. They know.
Yeah, and this is the United States of America where we have Second Amendment rights. And as you know, Second Amendment rights mean nothing about self-defense. They mean standing up against a tyrannical government. But we have a right, a God-given right to defend ourselves, and we have laws on the books saying we can use self-defense against deadly forces. Somebody tries to take your life away from you, defend yourself. Somebody tries to rape you, defend yourself. I know if somebody tries to harm my wife and I'm not around, she's going to handle business, and she's going to handle it perfectly.
Oh, I love that the feminists don't want women to have guns. Women are excellent shots, as good as men are better. That's beautiful, though, to see women getting involved in the Second Amendment. What's weird is the left's now getting guns, but not waking up that we were right. No, they're for us. It's like, it's crazy.
Absolutely.
I remember like 8 years ago when they started getting into guns, I thought, oh, they'll wake up. No, they don't even get it. They like had this paradox where we weren't right to have guns. They're for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's so one-sided, and as we saw the video just a while ago of that we played here on InfoWars of all of these transvestite supporters and gays and anti-ICE leftists saying, we're going to kill you, we are going to hang you, we are going to do these vile, inhumane things to you, we're better shots.
And it's not like it's if you go, oh, they're just people on TikTok. No, huge rallies with tens of thousands chanting, kill ICE, kill ICE.
Look at New York, look at Minnesota, look at Portland, Oregon, look at Chicago, Milwaukee, look at anywhere where there is a Democrat.
Denver.
Denver is a big one. Look where there's Democratic leaders in charge. This is a deep state coming after us.
Pure scum. Let's start going to calls. We'll go to Tanker, Robert, Aaron, Matt, John, Chad, Andrew, and Austin in the next 35 minutes we have left. Let's go to Tanker Jag, lawyer and veteran on the Second Amendment with Kyle Rittenhouse. Go ahead.
Good day, gentlemen, and God bless you. Hey, Kyle, I wanted to ask you a question. I think we're in a civil war already, and the civil war has been going on in the mind of the left probably for 50 years. They've captured the schools. I could tell you in law school, I know 90% of lawyers and judges are leftists. But when it comes to what we call gun rights, you know, in Washington State where I live, they've banned high-capacity magazines. You can only have a 10-round mag max. And I was wondering if you, what happened to you, had a bolt action rifle or you had something that was limited to 10 rounds, would you be here today?
So there's two answers to that question. I would still be here today if I had a rifle with 10 rounds of magazines for this sole reason that I only fired 8 shots in my entire shooting ordeal. If I had a bolt action rifle, I'd be dead.
Right. Right.
But 100% against all magazine limits. They're unconstitutional because there were hundreds of attackers around me showing that it could have been a potential to where I would have had to defend myself against more if they didn't back up.
Well, they always spin it like it's an assault rifle. It's actually made when you're being rushed by people. That's what the whole point.
Absolutely. And assault rifles are already illegal. It was a semi-automatic rifle. And don't get me wrong, I wish we could have machine guns and assault rifles. That would be so cool. But 30 rounds is a standard capacity magazine. My Glock that I'm carrying on me right now holds 17 rounds. So that would pretty
much... But again, it's all about who's behind it. We need more firepower behind good people.
Yeah, it's insane.
Take our nuclear forces that are still human-controlled. 70 years of our folks, I had family that was in charge of Nike nukes, and they were just upstanding good Americans, never a problem. It's about trusting the good people. But you got to then profile people. You don't give lunatic, blue-haired crazies like they did control the nuclear sock pile. The guy was stealing all the luggage.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. I think everybody deserves to have the right to gun rights, but I think with the leftists, we need to focus on getting their mental health and maybe institutionalizing them for a set amount of time until they're no longer crazy and they can actually be
safe. Well, I think anybody saying, I'm going to randomly kill federal agents for no reason, that's not a red flag. You've now said you're a terrorist. Tanker, anything else?
Yeah, I believe they're hunting us. The left has been hunting us for a long time. They've gotten the schools way back when, and they've ruined our children. Now they're in the final stages, and Alex, you talk about it all the time. And the thing is right now they're really going hard, especially like in Washington State, Oregon,
California. Hold on, don't hang up. Hold on, hang up, Tanker. I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm sorry, I'm hogging call right now for myself here. But you got to come back more often.
Hey, I'm
you're only up the road here. All right, let's come back. Tanker, and then everybody else, we'll go to you straight ahead.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish Sea Moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the great archetypal American, Kyle Rittenhouse, here with us. But, you know, the last caller, we'll go back to him to finish up, nailed it. The left is hunting us. They are hunting us. They were hunting Kyle Rittenhouse, but he wasn't a soft target. And we have to recognize that and realize this isn't a hobby fighting tyranny. This is a full-time job. It's an animating contest. You don't lose by fighting. You gain by fighting. Tanker, Jag, finish up your point. I'll get your response to being hunted by the left, even still today. But now the hunters have become the hunted in the info war. Tanker, Jag, finish your points.
Yeah, like I said, Alex, I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. I know that 90% of the judges and lawyers are far-left lunatics, or at least poisoned by that. And so you can't rely on the courts for any justice anymore. And the left knows this. And one thing I can say about the left is they have their crap together, and they know who their enemy is, and the enemy is us to them. And we need to pull our heads out of our rear ends and figure it out and learn how to stand together and fight back.
That's why they're so emboldened. Hundreds of videos I could play just today saying, I got a gun, I'm going to kill ICE, let's go kill ICE. That's not free speech, that's terrorism.
Absolutely, it's terrorism.
Kyle? Thank you, Tanker Jag. Go ahead.
Absolutely, it's terrorism, Alex. You see what they're doing, and they did hunt me. They tried to kill me. They're hunting ICE agents. They're mobilizing. They're mobilizing in force. They're training together. They're figuring out how to block these ICE agents in, how to use their 4,000-pound missile vehicles as weapons. It is disturbing. It's disturbing what's happened. It's in our schools. It's in our grocery stores. It's everywhere we go. They are training to cause mass violence to take over this country and push their terrible narrative and their corrupt communist narrative.
And notice how they've taken a page out of the jihadis using vehicles.
Yes, they have. What's next? Are they going to? They're probably going to start strapping explosives to them, for all we know, and they're going to start bombing ICE agents. And it scares me because that's what I think is going to happen.
Well, that's one battle after another. Up for Academy Award is all about that. Right on time, Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, you weren't here for the new year, but I'm still going to celebrate it. Bottom line, Trump officially basically pulled us out of the UN. It's not getting any attention. We've won the Second Amendment intellectual fight. That's why they're going to full civil war. Suddenly, Democrats are pro-Second Amendment. Now they know they lost it because they want to use it against us, which isn't the Second Amendment. So here is everybody in the new year, 9 days late. Here's the Kyle Rittenhouse surviving the tyranny and living to fight another day and spreading the word. Boom, baby. There you go. Going to make a big mess in the studio. One more. All right. There you go. A little celebration of Kyle being here, folks. Ha ha. It's pretty cool, huh?
Just waiting for the security team to run in.
That's right. They're going to think we're killing each other. I took a knife to him. All right. Let's go to Aaron in Montana, then Robert and everybody else. Aaron, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, so I was curious, what's the organization, Kyle, you were talking about in Texas with the shooting organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are Texas Gun Rights. You can find us at texasgunrights.org. We have some great things coming out. Can't talk about most of it yet, but we're going to have our entire legislative plan coming out in the next couple weeks with our big, beautiful ballot. We're going to talk about who we're supporting and why we're supporting them, and we have more great things to come with that.
And before you go any further, I want to be 100% clear. I love the NRA set up after the Civil War to train Northerners and blacks how to have guns and fight the KKK. They've done a great job. I love Charlton Heston, who I knew and was friends with. I love Ted Nugent. They're all great, you know, great guy. It's that they got great people in the NRA, but since the feds came after them the last 5 years and shut down their TV network and everything, they kind of got gelded. And so now just they're kind of out of commission. So though we're winning the Second Amendment battle overall, we want to rehabilitate, bring back the NRA, but it's going to be all these other groups that are already doing it and doing the fight. So this is a real, real threat. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess the second point I was looking at is, are you working with other organizations in other states? We have a group up here in Montana called the Montana Shooting Sports Association. And the guy that runs that, he has basically been in charge of writing legislation in our state since the 1980s, and that's why Montana probably has the strongest gun laws in the entire country.
Yeah, we've got to all work together, and just because we've won so far battles, we haven't won the war, and again, there's a vacuum because the NRA has been floundered right now and basically scuttled, and sad, but that's... Kyle, comments on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do work with other organizations pretty closely. I work exclusively for Texas Gun Rights as my full-time job. That's my 9-to-5. That's where I'm at every day. Texas is where I spend 98% of my time now. We're going to be at the legislature. We're going to be at the ballot box.
This is a real battle here. People don't know. People think Texas is great. No, it's almost blue right now.
It's almost blue, but Texas also leads the charge for every other state in almost every aspect of every law that states tend to follow in what we do. But I work with other organizations such as National Association for Gun Rights, Gun Owners of America.
They're great. They're a great national group.
Yep. NAGR, GOA, Florida Gun Rights, and a couple other local gun rights that are
affiliated. How do we rehabilitate the NRA? Thanks for the call, Aaron.
I don't think there is rehabilitation. I just think we put all of our support into uncompromisable groups such as National Association for Gun Rights.
Yeah, because not everybody can survive an assault like I did by the Democrats.
No. And what the Democrats did to you, Alex, is a whole nother topic. It's just disgusting. They may have tried to take me criminally, but they'll even mobilize litigation against you and try to take everything you have. And Alex doesn't bow to the woke crowd. Alex doesn't buy into the fake news narratives, into the fake court proceedings that try to take away his livelihood and how he makes a living and how he pushes truth, because he's not afraid, because I believe in what Alex says. And I know, Alex, you believe in everything you say.
Absolutely. Well, just be clear. It's a badge of honor that literally the FBI, CIA got declassified, came after me. And they thought if I made no money, I'd give up. I don't care about it. I never had that. It was all a lie. I'm happier than ever. But it's not me that persevered, Kyle. Let me be clear. It was the listeners supporting the reason. They did it. So thank you, folks. And we're still, I got to do a whole update soon. It's crazy. We're still here. It's God's really working right now. So just keep the prayer going, folks. Let's go to John in FEMA Region 4. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. I think this 100% is the Podesta plan in effect. And I think we got some evidence that Obama's the quarterback. I think it's really interesting. He said nothing about the whole incident so far.
Oh, we know he's lying at all. We know from documents. Time. Oh, no, he it's him.
Yeah, I think they're trying to decide if it's go time on this one. I think they like a lot of it. They like the jurisdiction. They like having Tim Walz, a useful idiot governor, to set up the whole federal versus state National Guard conflict. But I think they probably don't like the time of year. And I think they probably aren't sure that they like this woman, that she's inspiring enough to kind of, you know, to kind of.
Well, that's right.
Around.
They tried to launch it in the spring and summer. It failed. She right. got caught being an Antifa commie. The video shows she attacked. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's what you've always said. We don't want the Civil War. And I think what we do is we shine a light on every one of these instances so that it makes it hard for Obama to say this is the event to go on.
I agree. But right now they're making the decision where to go. I think this weekend or next week, Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, I see it happening very soon. I just can't put my thumb on when this is going to happen. But I can see the Obamas being around it. I can see Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, you remember what came out in the documents he was running. You remember with Floyd, they did 3 or 4 days. They did their own Chaz, and then they launched the attack.
Yep.
So I think we're going to find out in the next 48 hours.
Yeah, and I think that's a good timeline for when we're going to figure it out. And I don't want a civil war. I want peace. I want no violence. I don't want to see, I want mass deportations. I want that's going to make our country safe. I don't want to see these Trantifa people taking over the streets and breaking into our homes, burning down our businesses, and trying to push their narrative.
And they've already taken over women's sports, taken over the schools. It's a bullies. John, great point. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. I just think, let's see what Obama says in the next 48 hours or so.
Yeah, I want to be clear. It's not that John was guessing. Obama, literally, not as a figurehead, he calls shots. Most presidents are puppets under the left. Clinton made some decisions with Obama. He is in the globalist councils. Even with the auto pen, he was in charge.
Absolutely.
That's come out. He's calling the shots. He runs the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes, he does. I've seen you talk about that several times, Alex. I watch the show frequently.
Well, thank you.
I'm not a stalker either, but I do like your content. But Obama is definitely in control behind the scenes of a lot of things. And I think Obama's mad that he has no power right now because Trump is holding the power and having a safer country for us to live in. Because you look into it, what he was doing a couple years ago when Otto Penn was in office, he was writing the shots. That's why we saw these mass pardons at the end. Biden didn't know about any of those. He's admitted
it. We now know it was Obama said cut off natural gas sales in the U.S., $4 billion a day.
Yep.
I mean, total sabotage, folks.
He's the reason Biden didn't run for re-election again. He said, you're not running, Kamala's running.
They grabbed him and put him on a plane to Delaware from Vegas.
Yep.
And by the way, we got that from intel. Turned out it was true. They literally kidnapped him.
Yep, they did. And it's disturbing. They tried to say he was sick. And I do believe Biden is very ill and not doing well, but that's another.
And as ill as he was still smarter than Kamala. And then they installed her. Incredible. Chad in Minnesota, you're on the air right now with Kyle Rittenhouse. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have a question for Kyle. Talking about everything that you're talking about, the judges, knowing that if you get into a situation, specifically here, and I'm talking about Minnesota and Minneapolis specifically, of the current situation that's
There's
going
no
on.
Warrants. They're Nazis.
And knowing great conversation that you're bringing up the judges, you're bringing up the individuals that we're dealing with. We don't know if they are locals. We don't know. We don't know because nobody's investigating the individuals that are inciting for the corrupt system that sits here in Minneapolis, specifically from the city council
members.
Yeah, Wall
says, why are you singling this out? Why are you? Because you guys are literally a communist mothership. The people in Minnesota are great.
Exactly.
I know Minnesota well. I mean, the network that you used to work for, I've been up there like 20 times. But the thing is, though, it's like Canadians. The average Minnesota is so nice, so fair, so hardworking. They're like Ward Cleaver. I'm showing my age, but leave it to Beaver. And they're like right next to all this evil. They can't see it.
And you brought it up about starting a business or running a business here, Alex. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a huge thing. Go and talk to business owners and they'll tell you how much red tape they have to go through.
Unless you open a daycare center. I think that's a great business.
Unless it's a daycare center.
I was just going to say you stole my thunder. So I have a question for you, Kyle. In all of that, knowing that and knowing what the trials and tribulations that you went through personally, dealing with a good judge and having that as, you know, that obviously is a huge thing. And knowing that we don't have that representation. What is your feeling on President Trump bringing forth or at least initiating and maybe starting to lean towards the Insurrection Act? Because we don't have
any
representation here.
He has to do it, and we got to get rid of the filibuster. Thanks for the call, Kyle.
I agree with that 100%. I think Trump should enact the Insurrection Act in Minnesota. I do think that is one thing that's probably going to need some congressional approval.
Well, you got all these governors and mayors saying, go after ICE, tens of thousands saying, kill ICE. That's an insurrection.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I think that's the only way you protect Minnesotans and people, citizens of your state, like in Oregon, New York, Chicago. You have to do that in order to protect those constituents. Because God forbid something does happen, they're going to be thrown in prison. They're trying to take over and they're trying to mobilize their ideology on our children. Like,
yeah, you declare the insurrection when local governments won't defend the people. There's a duty. It's not a just protect, preserve, defend for the president.
It's a constitutional obligation.
It's an obligation. And here's the deal. We're in that emergency now. So you know, the gloves are off. They want their emergency. Just go right to the emergency to fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. And great question. Thank you again.
I mean, folks, they brought us here. We don't want this. We didn't do this.
We didn't ask for it.
No.
Like, they brought this to our doorsteps, quite literally.
It's like the guys who tried to kill you. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Kyle Rittenhouse. Go ahead.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the anti-ICE, anti-self-defense, Rent-A-Riot, picked Minnesota. Well, obviously, Floyd overdosed on fentanyl there, and recently he also had the Somali fraud stuff. And, I mean, a lot of that funding is, like, the Soros funding, also Neville Singham funding from he's connected to China, too. And I think it's also interesting that the Rent-A-Riot, like, they changed their costume. Like, they changed it, like, quickly from the Maduro, the pro-Maduro protesters to now the anti-self-defense protesters. But also, this is all part of the ongoing conspiracy case that the DOJ is bringing because everything that they're doing against the country is, like, even going back, that's why they have, like, the statute of limitations doesn't apply to the ongoing conspiracy case because all their treasonous acts
Well, that's right. Advances were creating a new task force to go after him. You're right. One reason they picked Minnesota is the population's so small, Soros can put in limited money and have a huge bang for his buck. That's one of the reasons we keep seeing this pop up there. Thanks for the call. Comments on that, Kyle Rittenhouse?
It's just crazy to see the world we're in, and absolutely like how the left attacks based on us taking out a drug lord trafficker and extraditing him back into the U.S., which is our right. The president's right to do that and bring him back there. Sorry, I was a little off topic there. I was checking a death threat I just got.
It's okay. We're listening to you. Let's take another caller. Matt in Minnesota. I'm here with Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's go.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good. Go ahead.
So I just want to point out, I do DoorDash, and I see a lot of women locking up the building for, you know, looking out for ICE. And it occurred to me that the feminine energy has been hijacked and basically been flopped over into like this toxic messing up.
No, you're right. It's women have, on average, some have been brainwashed to be cucks of the globalists, and they are good Stockholm syndrome minions for the New World Order.
Oh, you said it best, Alex. They are 100% doing that. Like, oof. Feminism is insane with what they're doing and bowing the knee. And now they're starting to go out and act like men. Some of these women think they are men.
And then they ram somebody with a car and die.
Yes, they do.
What else you want to say, Matt?
He's right, because that would have kept her ass alive, you know?
Well, you love how arrogant they are right before she dies. Like, F you, I'm going to get your ass.
Yeah, no, yeah. Their final
words. And, of course, they hear that and get ready. Like, okay, I'm going to get you. Okay, well, here we go.
Yeah, no, final words are.
That's like in French when you're about to have a duel with a sword. You go, on guard. They only say, on guard.
That is it.
That means put your dukes up.
Yep. It's insane. You look at all of these. Their last words tend to be, before somebody has to defend themselves, are threats of violence and acts of terrorism.
Anything else, Matt?
Yeah, what can, you know, men in across the U.S. do about, you know, the imbalance?
Look, we've gone too far the other way, groveling and thinking that's what we're supposed to act like. Most women I know are great and smart and informed, but in general, these weirdo brainwashed women, I wouldn't even talk to them, and I would, when they try to boss you around, I don't even respond, and just stop giving your support to anything leftist. You know, leftists don't want us to come in their restaurants or hotels. Great. Please tell us you're leftists. We just have to, like, step back and have nothing to do with them.
Absolutely. You start boycotting these businesses. Don't go and support businesses that sell child porn propaganda, transvestite.
I think it's something. We need to create some movement where you put a 1776 in your window or something. It's that simple. Like, you know.
Like, I'm a friendly, like, come shop at my store, 1776. Or better yet, go to Alex Jones InfoWar, because there's a lot of these healthcare organizations that are pushing all these bad medicines. And that's another way to not support.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt. I mean, we're in a war, folks. We didn't look for it. It's here. We're actually winning it because a fraction of us are awake and engaged, like Kyle Rittenhouse. Robert in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Civil War being engineered. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first three great callers were really great. I'm actually a transplant from Washington State to Florida. Kyle, if you did that in Washington State, you'd be on death row right now. I truly believe that the Podesta plan is part of the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. We are, if not in a civil war, we're ready to get into the next part of it. All these people are paid to do this. I think, Kyle, you were let off to fuel more of the fire, and I'm glad that you got off. What I see in Florida, it's starting to happen here. I see bumper stickers are the worst things you can do. You put a target on you. I would never fly a 1776 flag at my house, even though I believe in that. I just think that you need to prepare for what's coming, because I think a lot of people understand. They watch movies and they think, oh, it's a movie. But when it really hits the fan, people won't understand how intense it'll actually be.
All right, Robert, I appreciate your call. I'm going to let you go because we're out of time. I'm going to say something right now. Oh, Kyle, your trial was fake. That judge was real. Them trying to rig it against you was real. The truth coming out was real. These people that aren't involved with them, it's always fake. It's never real.
Yeah, okay? I see it all the time. It was a real jury. We vetted the jury. We actually got very lucky on the jury we selected. We had a jury consultant. We had to vet every single juror member. And we had a jury that was brave. We had a jury that was willing to stand with the facts. And
Sure. And you defending your life was real. But also, if you're a public figure, okay, whatever. No, all of us showing the American flag, 1776 or crosses, whatever, We're the majority. You don't get scared of the left and hide it. I got to walk around all day, which I love. I'm Alex Jones. I'm only giving you get love in liberal Austin. I get mainly love. So I've walked it. The caller's like,
do not hide. Do not be afraid, because hiding is the only way they win. If you coward and you don't be seen, they will win. They will take over this country. And honestly, we are the majority. They are the loud minority.
And that's like you said, you were taking a hiatus till they killed Kirk. You came back public because of that.
Absolutely.
You were inspired. I'm not trying to be mean to the caller, brother. It's just that I'm every day Alex Jones on the street, okay? So I can tell you the answer is not hiding, okay? You can choose to do that all day if you want. That's a losing strategy. We're out of time. We got Graham, Tim, and No Lock. Let's just jam them real quick. 30 seconds apiece. Graham in Texas, go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Alex. Hey, Kyle. Hey, I wanted to ask if you guys seen the movie Eddington with Joaquin Phoenix.
I have not.
It's a great movie. You both should watch it. It takes place during COVID.
Even my crew, Thomas, told me to watch that a month ago. I'm going to watch it. Eddington. Okay, go ahead.
Great movie. What you'll notice is when they're the mayor who's pro-mandate, pro-vaccine, they're trying to bring in a big data center in the town. And, of course, Joaquin Phoenix plays the sheriff who's against that. He eventually starts running for mayor. There's a skirmish between the two. Eventually something happens to the mayor. But once something happens to the mayor, they send in a sabotage crew in a private jet to make it look like Antifa during the riots, when the riots start kicking off. And it's exactly what would take place. But it's basically all for a data center. And this seems it was eerily realistic. And I think that that movie is kind of it comes a little bit more neutral than, like, say, Civil War or one war after the other or one battle after another. This one seems to just kind of show it from an outside perspective. But it's very eerily realistic. And I keep hearing
about it. I'm going to watch it tonight if I don't forget again. Graham, call me back. You're an amazing caller. Real fast, Tim in Georgia, go ahead. Kyle Rittenhouse, go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Alex. Hello, Kyle. I think everything that's happening now, including the shooting, is all camouflage for the midterms. Trump said it best the other night. If he doesn't win, he's going to jail and probably his whole family. Everything that's going to happen between now and the midterm election is going to be to keep people's minds off the election and allow them to steal the election like they're so good at. And I thank you for having me talk to you, Alex.
No, I agree. It's an exponential situation. Kyle, closing comments.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely see them bringing mass amounts of violence and fear so people aren't going to the ballot box. But your job as Americans is to get out there and vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't let the fraud win. Don't let them take our elections. We're coming up on our primary season here in Texas. Get out there and vote. Get involved with groups like Texas Gun Rights. Go in, vote, because that is where real change happens. That is where a lot of these people hold power. And if we remove them from office, we take away their power.
I'm sorry to let's just go to them. 30 seconds. No Lock, Virginia. Go hit us.
All right, Alex, real quick. So yesterday you had Stuart Rhodes on. Kyle, awesome that you're here. Trump's instincts are phenomenal. He just doesn't get certain things, and he needs a crash course. He needs to declare the Insurrection Act, and no American patriot should go through what Kyle Rittenhouse did. Unless you are given some type of immunity or something, stay out of these blue cities. Protect our law enforcement. Declare the Insurrection Act. Make an example. This is a color revolution, and Trump still has not uttered those words once yet. That's the answer. American patriots, stay out of these blue cities. Do not respond.
I agree. He needs a national address about the blue cities, the insurrection, the plan, the Podesta plan. Neutralize them. Kyle Rittenhouse, amazing job. Rittenhouse 2A on X, TexasGunRights.org. Great job, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. And your wife's amazing. Let me get some baby Rittenhouses.
One day, not yet.
All right.
Let's save this country first.
All right. Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSHMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. It's a one-week period where there's an overlap. Each month they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin-turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound-feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all, but thanks for your support. TheAlexShowStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Maduro extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.